How did the bird and the bee get started?
Greg was playing on my first solo album, and then I think we just clicked over musical interests, and we wrote a couple songs together. Greg was just starting his career as a producer writer, so I think we thought, like, oh, maybe we'll write a couple songs and we could see if somebody else wants to play them. When we started writing, we realized that we really liked what we did, so we made a whole record. He's an incredible player, and so to combine that also with being able to capture sounds as well as he does, it's a rare thing to find in a person.
So why the Roth era of Van Halen?
We thought, like, let's do a whole covers record. And so we did that with Hall & Oates. We made it a volume one, and I think with the idea that we'd always do a volume two. And I think with Van Halen, as the same with Hall & Oates, we wanted to do something that we both had a real affinity for, especially in our, like, in our childhood. And then also something that felt challenging. I think that's sort of how we come at it, is like taking these songs that are good songs and saying they're good songs no matter what you do to them.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've got, I had to steal.
Talk about the track Running with the Devil.
Well, there's no guitar in the whole album. Not one bit of guitar. That was sort of intentional. We didn't want to even touch Eddie Van Halen's playing. So the idea was that Greg would play, the piano would substitute for the guitar. That song, especially the way the record should sound, this is kind of how we should sort of veer it towards, is more of jazz and revoicing the chord and the stacked harmonies, because we wanted to make it like us, but and then still sort of pay tribute to the original, because Greg had been working on it and he sent it to me, and I thought, oh yeah, this is the way, this is how we should do this album.
Running with the devil.
Let's talk about the track Ain't Talking About Love. Your voice on that is so sexy. Can I say that?
Thank you. No, yeah, for sure. I'll take it. I remember that one was kind of fun. We sort of like took a little bit more of an 80s goth kind of vibe with it. And I remember singing that song. And actually, it was one of the easier ones for me to sing. I just kind of went in there and I sang it a couple times. And that was... it's like when a song kind of hits your voice in the right way. So I appreciate you saying that, because I think it was kind of it's just fun when it all sort of lines up. Yeah.
I heard the news, baby, all about your disease. Yeah, you may have all you want, baby, but I got something you need. Oh.
It's a rockin' piece, the way you guys do it.
Oh, well, thank you. I think fans don't think so, though.
What do they know? Jamie's Crying, that's the tune I love by Van Halen, because all of this is very, very melodic. But what do you think about Jamie's Crying?
That song is so, it's so sweet, about a girl who wanted something more than just a one-night stand. And I think, I thought that was really pleasantly surprised that was what David Lee Roth was writing about. Because there's nothing snarky about it. I mean, it almost, to me, I felt like there was real compassion for something, somebody that wanted something real, you know, that wanted something that would be lasting. I think, and also having me sing it from a female perspective, I thought that was kind of an interesting new way to look at the song. Yeah, but I like that one a lot.
How about Jump? That must have been fun.
It was fun. That one was a little hard. We had to kind of figure out, it's like to make sure to keep the fun of it. Like of all the Van Halen songs, I think Jump is the most mainstream. And so we kind of wanted to keep it in that vein, you know? And also reworking the keyboards with my voice, I think that was something that Greg came up with, and I thought that was a pretty genius approach to it. It was fun, and it's a super fun one to play live.
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest door around.
What's been the public reaction to what we would call essentially male hard rock, with your female perspective on that?
I mean, let's just talk about like Van Halen fans. I think it sort of divides the world, that world a little. And I completely understand that, like, for a hardcore Van Halen fan, they might think of it as sort of this weak version. Our approach was really to look at the musicality of the band and to really kind of celebrate that. And so I think that there are other hardcore Van Halen fans who recognize that, and I think appreciated that we were kind of taking these songs in different directions. And then I think these kind of rock songs, at the time they came out, it was a different world. I mean, if you look at the Van Halen videos, they're complicated for a female. I was actually more surprised that I didn't find lyrically any misogyny. It seemed a man like David Lee Roth, like a man who really loved women in a real way, you know. So, I mean, it's a great time that we're reevaluating the way that men have typically taken advantage of the females. It was a cool way to sort of renegotiate these songs, in my mind.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Lang.